You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
This is Women in Leadership Podcast, featuring success insights from women around the globe. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Welcome to another episode of Women in Leadership Podcast. This is episode 71, and yes, I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, brand and communication strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Now, according to my guest today, if you don't count your gifts and your talents, you run the risk of everyone else selling you short. And joining me on today's show is Anjanita Prevost, and she says, don't let the glitz and glam fool you. She has her own rags to riches story. She's going to share that today. She was aged out of the foster care system at 18 years old. She has experienced every financial hardship that you can imagine. She has been homeless, jobless, carless, cashless, and parentless. She knows a thing or two about overcoming obstacles, and that's why she feels like the wealthiest woman in the world. You want to know how she closed millions of dollars in sales, how she learned to really sell herself? Well, today she is a leading expert in beauty, in wealth and feminine leadership, and she helps entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs, who are looking to make a big impact in the world to increase their visibility, their leads, their sales, and how to stand in their true feminine power. Now, on today's show, she is going to share, don't accept that you can't, you're crazy, you'll never, that others with limited viewpoints would like to assign as your reality, neither should you. Doing your hair, your makeup, and dressing up is not superficial. In her world, it's called feminine leadership plus the modus operandi of a woman who stands in her true feminine power. And it's okay to have a life that others don't understand. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me to do this interview. And I'm actually calling in from London. So yes. I love this because I'm in London. You're in Sydney, Australia. We are doing the global thing.
We certainly are. So I love the way that, you're really standing in your power. You've had such, if we listened, back to the introduction, you've had so many challenges and obstacles in our life. And, for many of us who do have a challenge or an obstacle, it can get really hard. But you have had so many, and yet you've triumphed over that, and it's so good for you to be able to come on the show and really share some of your insights. And I'm sure what you've done can really impact the lives of many other women. So thank you. Now, you say, don't accept that you can't, you're crazy, you'll never. I mean, so many voices, not only our inner critic, but a lot of the people around us as well, speaking into our lives. And you say, you know what, those limited viewpoints, they're going to keep you stuck. You shouldn't listen to them. So let's dive in. What can we start to do? What are some of the things you did to help you just continue on doing what you needed to do?
Well, I started off with drama. Mm-hmm. Literally from the time I was 2 years old, I had, drama in my life. My father took me away from my mother. I ended up with a surrogate parent. She died at 12. I met my biological mother. She wasn't fit to be a mother. And I ended up in foster care by 15. And then by 18, I was aged out. So for me, I had to figure it out. And having to go through a life where you are considered trouble, you are weird, you are the problem child, no one wants you. There was something inside of me that wanted more, that believed I could have more. And that always kept me going because the odds were always against me. So for me, I'm used to people calling me crazy. I'm used to people looking at me with a side eye and thinking, oh, who is she? Who do you think you are? But I understand what it's like, but I also understand what happens when you work from within and you deal with your stuff and you face it and you get to the other side. So for me, it's really about dealing with your stuff. Like don't don't deny it, deal with it.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that is so true from your story, and I'd love to point out to everyone, is that the importance of healing through that. Because often what other people say to us, maybe about us or about other people, because that can affect us too, it's really nothing to do with us. It's what's going on in their life through their mirror, through their lens of experiences. And so when we allow people to speak that negativity into our lives and have it reflect on us when really it's not, then that can keep us stuck. And that's something that you did by dealing with those incidents. What are some of the things that you did that really helped you recognize, all right, my life, I've had many, many obstacles, but I've got a choice. Were there things that you did? Did you seek help? Were there mentors? Were there support? Just give people a little bit of an understanding so that if someone's listening today and can see that part of her life is the journey that you've walked, but she's still going through that journey of healing and recovery, what are some of the things that she could consider doing?
Well, absolutely. You know, I always had a support system. Hmm. So whether it was books or church,
yes,
I also had a surrogate parent that was very positive. Unfortunately, she passed. And I had social workers. I remember I had a social worker when I was 15 years old. And he told me, he said, there's something about you. There's something great. You can do stuff with your life. And I don't know, maybe he told all the kids, right? You know, that he gave all the kids the same message, but it resonated with me. And I always remember that. And so every time, you know, I met with the social workers, I embraced, you know, the fact that, you know what, this is my life. This is who I am. And, you know, they're leaders. They want to help me. So I'm going to listen to them. I'm going to take them on as my mentor through this journey of going out into society as, you know, a parentless child. Mm. So when I, you know, obviously after I went into the workforce and started working, I always surrounded myself with successful people. So people that are more successful than me. And I always had a mentor, a coach, you know, I would go to seminars. Like I just had this fascination with being better, you know, improving myself.
Yeah.
Always.
What a blessing it was for you to have someone to speak that spoke into your life with that positive affirmation that, you know, you are going to do something special. How many people unfortunately don't have that? However, no matter what age you are at, if you are living something again and again, a cycle that's just keeping you stuck and you know that you've got so much more, let what Anjanita has just said, shared and speak into your life to say, you know what, you have a choice. It's up to you. Don't let other people impact you by their negativity and where they are in their lives. And thank goodness that you have gone through that and now sharing that message. Speak a little bit about what you love to say is around doing your hair, your makeup and dressing up. It's not superficial. Again, this is kind of judgy, isn't it? For some people, they like that and it makes them feel feminine. And you say in your world, it's called feminine leadership, the modus operandi of a woman who stands in her true feminine power. Let's talk about this.
Absolutely. So here's the deal. When I was, you know, this 15-year-old girl, I was very self-conscious. I had low self-esteem, confidence, everything. Now, on the inside, on the outside, people were like, oh, you're cute, you're pretty. But I didn't feel that way on the inside. Mm. So I ended up obsessing over beauty products because it made me feel better. You know, I love lotions. I love powder. I love soap. Like, I love, you know, taking a bath. Yeah. And as I got older, I wanted to go into the beauty industry. Because again, I thought, you know, this is going to make me feel better.
Yes.
This is going to give me confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. And ironically, I never went to college, but I always could get a job in sales.
Yeah.
I was always able to sell. And I would show up and I was, you know, in my, you know, nice clothes and my hair, you know, and makeup and jewelry, you know, and I didn't have a lot of money. But I always looked like $1 million. So I love, you know, I you know, there's so many people, especially in our industry, who talk about imaging and they always say, oh, well, you know, now that I'm a multimillionaire, I'm going to have this great image. Let me tell you something. When, you know, I had, you know, less than $100 in my pocket, I had a million-dollar image.
Yes.
So I just knew that I needed that to catapult me, because inside I was just like, it wasn't pretty. Mm. So that's why for me, you know, when a lot of times people look at me and they think, oh, you know, who are you? You're just this glamour girl. And then when they get to know me, they see like there's substance, you know, this girl knows strategy. This girl knows her stuff. But I'm not going to let that go, because it's part of me. And I love being a woman, mm-hmm. and I love being feminine. And I think women are too conflicted now. You know, they feel like, well, if I'm too feminine, I'm not going to be taken seriously. And I want to be powerful, so I'm going to stand in this masculine, you know, persona. And I'm sorry, like, I am here to tell you, you can stand in your power. You can wear a dress, you can wear glittery earrings and, mm-hmm. and eyelashes and do your hair, and you know, it all works.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And thank you for doing that and being a role model in that way. My daughter and I were having a conversation, and someone that she was talking to just recently said, well, what does so-and-so think? And immediately before my daughter, because it just sparked something in me, I said, who cares what other people think? I mean, this had nothing to do with impacting negatively on other people. It was a judgment. And I think what we need to do, and what you have just said so brilliantly, is that when you realize what I call your inner brilliance, you've got a message, you've got a stand for, it's something that you feel really driven to share, and all of the experiences that you have gone through have developed in you a strength and almost like a calling, a purpose for you now to take that and share that and impart that to other people who perhaps have not yet grown in those skills, abilities, strengths, and so forth. So I think, you know, when people say to anyone, who are you to, or who are you, who are she not to? And who are you not to share a message or an experience? Because somewhere someone needs to hear that. And so for me, when I hear other people, oh, well, it's just like, whatever. I mean, you know, step aside, because there's a message, and one that is a speaking truth, and it really stems from everything that you've gone through, you know, your journey in life. And I think it's so important for people these days, particularly women who are in leadership roles, whether it's in their own business or in corporate, to not try and blend in. Bring your uniqueness out. And that will often really be, you know, create an experience which is uniquely you, because there's nothing worse than trying to put on a mask. Would you agree?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what would you say to a woman then who has been dumbing down herself and has not really allowed her true self to come through? And of course, everything that we're talking about is enhancing image. It's adding value, because you, as we've said, have closed millions of dollars in sales. Million. Now imagine if you had listened to the critics that have said, who are you, and all of that. There's no way that you would have been able to do that. So what are some of the key things that you recognize that you can impart for others that are listening today that have not yet quite reached that, and particularly the self-confidence that, you know what, I don't care what other people say. I'm going to do this.
I think having skills. I'm going to get serious now. Change the tone a bit. I think it's important to have a skill. You know, and I didn't understand that at the time, you know, because I was sort of forced into making money because I didn't have anything to fall back on. Mm-hmm. And I always had this skill to sell. Like, that was a skill.
Yeah.
And, you know, I trademarked selling in stilettos. That's the name of my feminine leadership mindset and sales training, because that was always a skill that I had. And I was able to get a job, and I was able to sell myself. You know, I went on to work in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. I was a well-known body double. You know, I talk about selling millions of dollars worth of sales, where actually I've been, you know, I'm like, my body's more famous than me because I body doubled for like major stars and mm-hmm. celebrities. Mm-hmm. But again, I was able to sell myself. So I think it's important to have a skill. Mm-hmm. So for me, when I speak about femininity, I say, take your femininity and you combine it with your intellect and your creativity. That's when you're in your power. Mm-hmm. So I have a brain. I use my brain. I have skills. You know, I can sell, I can market, I can speak, I can network, I can strategize, I can do makeup, I can style. Like, you know, I have skills, and that's where I draw my confidence from. So even though sometimes people think, oh, you know, you're just, you know, a glamour girl. Well, in the beginning, yes, it supported me. But now what I have going on the inside trumps everything that you see on the outside. Because I am a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely.
Like spend 20 minutes with me and I'll change your life. Guaranteed.
Yes.
So just forget the lashes, forget the glitz, all that. Substance. That's what I offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for sharing that, because I think many people struggle with that. They don't recognize innate skills, and what an incredible skill and strength to have to naturally be able to sell. Because as we know, women in business, many struggle with that. There's something that really keeps them stuck, and they've got incredible services and products to offer. But unless you're really able to have that conversation and be able to influence a prospective customer to a client, then they remain stuck. So thank you for sharing that. You also say that it's okay to have a life that others don't understand. We've touched on this, but let's speak a bit more about this, because I think that so many women who've got a voice and an incredible message to share don't, because they fear that others are going to criticize them, and so they end up playing small and staying under the radar.
Well, let's face it. You know, we live in a world, because of the digital age, where people can say whatever they want to say, right? They can tweet it, they can Facebook it, they can like it, they can not like it. And I think what happens is it causes diminishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we you know, it's like, oh my God, what are people going to think? So we diminish.
Yes.
And I think it's so important that if you think you're out of the box, if you think you're crazy, if you think people are not going to like you, you just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And you have to accept. Because you know what's interesting about all of this? You know, I love the you know, the premise, you know, of your show, because it goes along with like the Steve Jobs, right? Mm-hmm. How they thought he was crazy. You know, they thought he was over the top, but you know, what are you doing in that garage in Silicon Valley? And then look what he did.
Yes.
So I think that there, and I call it feminine genius.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there's something when you are different, when you are special.
Yes.
When you are crazy, I think that there's something there that if you tap into it, I think it's your greatness, you know, will evolve.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, and that's what I continue to hone in on, you know, like, okay, you know, there's something inside of me, right? So let me just keep bringing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Why suppress it? And you cannot worry about what people think. You know, I've been called every name in the book. You know, people say, oh, you know, I remember I was in, because I have a place in Los Angeles, and I would go to Beverly Hills, and people always thought I was a trophy wife. Because, you know, women that walk around in glamour in Beverly Hills, most of the time they're married to rich men. And people would think, oh, she's just a trophy wife. Like, what is she doing, you know? And people, you know, I was a body double. So people thought, oh, you know, she's just a bikini model and, you know, she doesn't have anything to offer. Mm. And it took, again, it took me putting myself out there for people to realize that I had reinvented myself.
Yes.
Like, you know, yes, I worked in movies and I was a model and I did all these things, but I evolved. There's more to me than a two-piece bikini, you know? So I think it's important. And I'm going to go back to the skill set, right? Because if you have a skill and you have something inside of you and you have the right strategy and you're going to take action, well, you know what? You're probably going to get some good results.
Yes.
And then when you get results, that's when people are going to back off. They're going to leave you alone, or what's going to happen is they're going to want to join forces with you, which I've had the pleasure of dealing with.
Yeah, you know, that's right. So, well, we might as well join her and leverage and learn from her skills. That's so, so true. And, you know, as women, I think it's also a reminder for us not to look at someone and let our own assumptions detract us from recognizing that every single woman, every single person has a story. We don't know what that is. So please, please do not prejudge someone. Have a conversation. We may not necessarily need to agree personally with what they're doing, but everybody lives and has their own journey. And I think every single challenge, obstacle, great experience contributes to that person as a whole and what they're contributing. And, you know, sometimes we need to have the respect to be able to agree to disagree. And, you know, that's all, you know, really fine. But it absolutely. And, you know, it's often those people who continue to judge and look whilst everybody else who's not really being deflected by that continues to create, continues to impact, continues to influence, and, you know, fantastic. What would be something that you would leave? Maybe one last insight for someone who really feels called to share her message. She has continued to be amongst, unfortunately, people who are calling her crazy. By the way, I got called crazy once, and I actually think it's a compliment because that means I must be doing something different and quite unique. And I loved what you said before you share that one last insight. I think it's important to really observe and continue just what's going on, because I'm like you. I kind of keep my finger on the pulse, but see, what are people speaking around? And often it's the things that people hesitate or are scared of that will be the indication that needs to be spoken about, because everybody's fearful of it. What is it that they need to know? Can we change it? Can we bring another perspective to that voice to be able to change it? You know, if it's one that's going to be positive. So absolutely agree with what you've shared. What would be one last insight that you'd like to share with people today?
Well, I call it a drop-dead gorgeous mindset makeover.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what carried me. Yeah. And still carries me to this day. I often say, you know, it takes me 60 to 90 minutes to get all dolled up.
Mm-hmm.
But I make over my mind like all day.
Yeah.
Like that's my focus. So again, changing the belief system, mastering your money mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, you really have to understand what's going on inside and really be willing to deal with your blocks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a lot of blocks that I had to deal with. And I think it's so important to deal with yourself from the inside and know that you have this inner power
mm-hmm.
that is greater, far greater than any circumstance.
Yes.
And you know, I know this firsthand because I'm parentless. Mm-hmm. I experienced being homeless, carless, jobless, and cashless. And being able to overcome each one of those scenarios, it allowed me to know that, you know what, I have some power, you know, within. And whenever I have difficult times, I tap into that power. But it's only because I do the mindset work.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people talk about mindset, but you cannot do enough mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is the foundation. You know, we talk about business, you know, have a skill, have a strategy, but guess what? You gotta have a mindset to go out and, you know, put yourself out there and have confidence within what you're doing, about what you're doing, and then deliver the strategy. And it always starts with the mind.
Absolutely agree with you. As you said, you can have all of the tools, the techniques, the processes, the systems, everything. But if you don't have an empowered mindset, then you're still going to struggle. You're still going to come up and hit your head against that paradigms, those negative paradigms of beliefs. So that's something that we certainly need to do more around if we're feeling stuck. So Anjanita, share more about the services and products and just things that you offer that can support people and how they can get in contact with you.
Absolutely. So I actually am going to share a couple of things. My Selling in Stilettos program, it's a 90-day feminine leadership, sales, and of course, mindset training. And I cover everything from mastering your money mindset to aligning your message with your market, visibility. We deal with numbers. Actually, I have a module called Numbers Are Sexy. I think it's so important to deal with numbers. I also have a module on standing in your feminine power. So important. And I also want to invite anyone, if you want to have more conversations with me about sales, about being confident, about feminine leadership, I have a Facebook group, girlgonewealthy.com.
Love that title.
You're welcome to join that group. And if you want to find out more about my programs, you can go to sellinginstilettos.com. But I just want to say this. I work with women who want to make an impact in the world and who are ready, okay, to be transformed from the inside out. So, you know, if you're serious about being a feminine leader and standing on stage and standing in your power, okay, in your business, in your life, you're more than welcome to have a conversation with me.
Yeah, fabulous. And of course, we'll put all of those details on our show notes. And to get to our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/WIL71. Now, for those of you who are listening to the audio version of this podcast, go to that link, because what we're going to do is also embed the live, so you can actually see us talking. And I think that just brings a different whole new element to that. So you can listen to us on your smartphone device whilst you're commuting and then come back and watch this. But follow that link, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/WIL71. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It has been an absolute delight. Continue to share your message. So many more women, I think, need to hear this, because they are playing small, they're keeping their voice low so that, you know, not many people can hear it, so that they can stay under the radar. But somewhere, as we said, somewhere someone around the globe needs to hear that, and we need to stand tall and surround yourself with other incredible women such as yourself, and join that community as well, because they will support and uplift you as you continue to share your message. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, and much success. I love what you're doing. I love it. It's so awesome. And I know it's going to be, you know, one of those podcasts where you just, you know, you stay home one night and you just listen to all the interviews over and over.
One of my now VIP clients, it's exactly what she did. She said, "Oh, I've listened to the show, and I'm going to subscribe and binge listen, because there's so many incredible women doing incredible things such as yourself." And for me, it's an honor to be able to share this platform or create this platform so that we can share that message. So that's certainly something that we'll continue to do. But I'm really loving, kind of thought about this last year, to really Facebook Live this at the same time, because I think, particularly on Facebook Live, conversations can really start, and we are starting the conversation. And I really encourage people to continue the conversation by connecting here, commenting, asking questions. Anjanita is tagged, or I will go back and I'll tag her. So if any questions arise, even for people who are watching this down the track, please continue the conversation with Anjanita, and certainly find out how you can join her programs and get access to that, because I think that those skills that she teaches are so important, vital to the growth of your business. And of course, if you're in a career, just getting that inner confidence and the mindset, I think, can make a huge difference too. So thank you. Now, before I go, just a message to those of you who are watching and listening. If you think that 2018 and onwards is the year that you're going to really take your message out there and change the world, that's one of the things I love. Our motto is change the world one message at a time. And you want to start a podcast, but you're not sure where to start. One of the things that I've done is created a free mini training. You can get access to that at annemariecross.com/mini-training. I've got all laid out my workflow that I do with my podcast interviews. I haven't done the Facebook Live because we're only just doing that, but certainly the audio ones, the tools I use, step by step, how I get it out there. And also a list of low-cost and no-cost tools to get you started so that you can change the world one message at a time with your voice and message too. So with that, we will finish. And great show. And thanks once again for coming on the show, Anjanita. It's been a delight to meet you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Women in Leadership Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world, one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.